It's a Current State Live Music Friday here on WKAR. Once again, our live performer today, Abby Hoffman, whose most recent CD is entitled This Too Shall Pass. Here's Abby with a song called Stuck.
There's a little bit of Jesus stuck in my teeth, right in the back where I can't reach. People praising all around me, but I can't get in. They're singing about glory and his triumph over sin. Oh Lord, have mercy on me. See, I've had my morning coffee, but I can't wake up. And you know I only came so you could fill my cup. They're saying something about your blood in this here goblet of wine. If I forgive my brother's sin, then you forgive mine. Oh, Lord, have mercy on me. Sitting Sunday morning in the house of the Lord. Well, I can't remember when I've been so bored. I'd like to blame the church like I have nothing to give. Just showing up to criticize your wife and kids. Oh, Lord, have mercy on me. Now, I don't want to be a pastor, but I love to preach. I pick apart the message, tell you how it's supposed to be. You're sitting around this banquet table talking like I know it all. Well, pride is gonna get me, cause it comes before the fall. Oh, Lord, have mercy on, Lord, have mercy on, Lord, 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 have mercy on me.
Abby Hoffman and a song called Stuck from her most recent CD, This Too Shall Pass. You enjoy playing an awful lot.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, even on a Friday morning in kind of a chilly studio. How long did it take to write that song?
That song was written, I think it was a couple days. I started the lyrics sitting in church one day.
Okay.
And I had this idea that I thought was funny.
Does it typically take a couple of days, or do you ever have songs that just come out in...
It depends on the song. So of the ones on my album, I have a couple at the beginning of the album that took years to write, that I wrote a verse here, a chorus there, and there was something that wasn't really coming together. And then at a different time of my life, it clicked.
Okay, yeah.
And other songs, Blessing in Disguise is one that I wrote in one day, one sitting.
Can you get yourself into a mood that makes it easier to write songs, or is it just totally unpredictable? Can you induce the songwriting mood?
I think the biggest thing for songwriting for me is paying attention. And so whether that's paying attention to my surroundings and using concrete details from the world around me, or whether that's paying attention to what's happening inside and what my thoughts and feelings are doing.
I get that. I'm accustomed to hearing people say, this too shall pass, mm-hmm. when they're going through some crisis or catastrophe. Were you in those circumstances when you were making this album? That's the name of the album.
I was going through difficult circumstances when I wrote This Too Shall Pass, and I thought it was an appropriate title for this album because a lot of these songs are very strong sentiments of my own doubt and struggles, and so it's a reminder to myself that all these things that I put onto the album, all my fears and insecurities, and it's like, here's my diary, here I am, that this too shall pass, this is a phase.
You will get through this.
I will get through this.
That's right. Now, where is it available? How can people get it?
It is available at shows. I have a CD, but it's also available on Bandcamp.com, and I decided to put it up for free. As a poor, starving artist, I mean, I'm not starving, I'll tell you that. But I know that if something's accessible, I'm much more likely to give it a chance. And so my hope is that by giving away my music for free, more people will want to listen to it. It'll be much easier for them to put it in their iTunes or put it in their computer. And
well, you sold a CD.
I did.
Earlier during the show, because our first guest, George Franklin, said, Abby, I got to have your CD. So he got out his wallet and you sold a CD on the radio. So.
Well, I have to say, one of the most exciting things to me about selling this CD is what you hear. I hope what you hear is what you get. I recorded this CD at Elm Street Studios with Ryan Wirt, and we recorded it in one day.
This is in Lansing?
This is in Lansing.
Yeah, okay.
Well, over Rio Town.
A one-day thing. How many tracks?
11 tracks.
You're also part of the local performance troupe called Lansing Unionized Vaudeville Spectacle, another group that we featured here on, mm-hmm. on Current State. But your solo work is obviously an awful lot different.
Yes.
I imagine you like the sparks between the two endeavors because they're so different.
I love it. I joined the Lansing Unionized Vaudeville Spectacle 2 years ago now, and I think it's definitely shaped my music and helped me learn more about performance. And my songwriting has changed.
Remind our listeners what the Lansing Unionized Vaudeville Spectacle is all about.
Oh, the Lansing Unionized Vaudeville Spectacle is all about a performance, fun, songs that people want to get up and dance to, and telling stories. And the main thing is that we're made in Michigan. So we make our own costumes, props, shadow puppets. We've added that to our shows.
Yeah.
And Dylan Rogers, the director, and his wife, Gina D. Allen Rogers, have done an amazing job at bringing together a group of people. It's fun. It's work, but it's fun.
Understood. Current State listeners heard you a couple of weeks ago, but kind of in the background, backing up Donnie Brown when he was our Live Music Friday guest. I think it was 3 weeks ago today. How did you connect with Donnie?
I connected with Donnie. A couple people contacted me and said, Donnie's looking for an opener for a show he's doing on Valentine's Day. You should open for him. So I thought I was just going to do an opening set for his act, and Donnie pulled me in with, he said, I want you to sing backup on these songs, and also I'll lend you any of my musicians that you want for songs.
Oh, nice combination. Fair exchange.
Thank you, Donnie. Donnie hooked me up for this radio show today.
Abby Hoffman is our Live Music Friday guest here today. We're talking about her music and her album, This Too Shall Pass. You're an artist, though, as well.
I am.
You teach at the Reach Studio Art Center.
Yeah,
Multi-talented. What do you do?
I paint and draw and Reach. I owe all my friendships in Lansing to Reach Studio Art Center. So I moved here from New York, we were talking about, in 2011, and I didn't drive. And I lived in East Lansing. So I had no friends, no car, nothing. I left my whole life behind, yes. And it took me about 9 months to learn how to drive and to get a car. And the first thing I did when I got a car was interviewed to volunteer at Reach Studio Art Center.
What's it like transitioning from New York City? You're a graduate of the FAME High School, too,
yes.
By the way, the LaGuardia Arts.
07.
Well,
for any
high school. What is it like going from Queens and Manhattan to Lansing?
There was culture shock.
I'm sure.
A lot of culture shock. I thought I was coming to Lansing just to be near family for a little while after I graduated and to move on to the next place. But when I got involved at Reach and with the Loves, the Lansing Unionized Vaudeville Spectacle, those two things were really what kept me grounded in Lansing because...
You made a lot of connections really fast, it sounds like.
And I found people who not only were good at what they did in art and music, but who cared about people and community. And it wasn't just about making a name for themselves, but it was about helping other people. And that's what I've loved about being in Lansing.
We're going to hear you perform just a little bit more while I remind our listeners that coming up Monday on Current State, we'll talk about the biggest environmental issues that made the news around the Great Lakes in March. Journalist Gary Wilson joins us for our Great Lakes Month in Review. And much more, all planned for Monday here on Current State. We want to thank Peter Wharf, Kevin Lavery, Melissa Benmark, Scott Pohl, April Van Buren, and Drew Hill for all their help today on our Live Music Friday, and to Abby Hoffman, who's going to play us out.
Thank you for having me.
Have a great weekend. It was nice to meet you.
You as well. This little light of mine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine.
special note. I'm gonna let it shine, shine, shine. Hide it under a bushel note. I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel note. I said, this little light of mine.